We were discussing in our last shiur some questions related to the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, of course, featured prominently in this past week's parsha. One, perhaps two, astounding dinim in halacha to be cognizant of. There's a famous line in the Chayei Adam, based apparently on the Sefer Charedim. The Chayei Adam writes that the mitzvah of kibud is even b'machshava. And he then illustrates by saying, what that means is, mechabdam belibo, that even in one's mind, one has to be mechabit his parents, shehem chashuvim be'enav ubelibo, that one's parents in one's own mind are viewed as or thought of as prominent. Dehainu, that means, says the Chayei Adam, sheyidame be'enav shehem gedolim v'nichbadei ha'aretz, think of them as if they are distinguished individuals, even if in the eyes of other people they are not considered chashuv whatsoever. That's the line in the Chayei Adam. I think it's well known as Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and one of his shmuzin says about his father, that his father used to work very diligently at identifying a particular quality that his father had, in which Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's mind that stood out as something that was unique about him, something that his father excelled in, as a means of being mekayim this element of kibud av v'aim, even b'machshava, in one's own mind, to think of one particular area in which one's parents excel in, and to be machshiv them in that sense. So that's a fascinating psak in the Chayei Adam. Again, I think it's based on the Sefer Charedim. Rav Skatchelis in his Sefer Ol Yaakov cites Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who says, you know, there's a limit to how one could rationally take this to an extreme. In other words, if somebody's parents are not, by any stretch of the imagination, unique or exceptional in any mid that I can identify, you're not mechuyev to distort the reality and distort the truth. To the extent that one can, one should highlight one particular quality you can think of that one's parents have excelled in or that they are perhaps respected for and to be machshav them in that regard. But one is not mechuyev to do mental gymnastics and to distort the reality if that is in fact the reality. So that was Shlomo Zalman Arbach's comment. And then he cites as well Nissim Karelitz, who views this statement of the Chayei Adam of kibud b'machshava as really just a way of describing the conduct that one displays towards one's parents. That one's conduct towards a parent should reflect a person who thinks of his parents as distinguished and as chashuv. So, to the extent that one can identify a midah chashuva in one's parents, it certainly is appropriate according to the understanding of the Chayei Adam as explained by Chaim Shmulevitz, but within logical reason, as Shlomo Zalman Arbach suggests. Another, and halacha and Shulchan Aruch, which is, if you think about it, perhaps challenging or astounding to the extent that it is demanding of each and every child. Shulchan Aruch says in Resh Mem Sif Gimel, Ad Heichan Mora'am, what is the extent that one is mechuyev to be in awe of or to show reverence for one's parent? So the Shulchan Aruch says, imagine a son who is dressed in very expensive clothing. He's sitting up in front of the tzibur in a position of prominence, and a father or a mother walks in, and perhaps not being of sound mind, they tear his clothing, they start beating him over the head, they spit in his face. This is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. A parent humiliates a child in front of the public, and that's a child who is already respected. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yachlim osam, you can't insult them in return. Rather, yishtok, just sit there and bear the abuse silently, and as if to say how one should be capable of such superhuman control, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yira min melech malchei amlachim shetzivo bekach. Instead, focus on the fear that one has to have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who obligates us in this chiv of kibud of the aim. Of course, based on the Gemara, but this is the Pesach Korin Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa. Also, something which is worthy to consider very carefully. Now, the question sadly comes up, what happens when someone's parents are any longer of sound mind? And it becomes very challenging to maintain proper kibud of aim under such circumstances. Unfortunately, not an uncommon shaila. The Shulchan Aruch writes that in Sif Yud, Misha Nitrafa Das Aviv O Imo, if someone's father or mother is no longer of sound mind, Mishtada Linhog Imahem Kafi Daitam, Achi Rucham Alehem, you do the best you can to interact with them appropriately. But then the Shulchan Aruch acknowledges, Im Efshal Olamod, Nation Ishtana Biyoser. Some sad situations, it's just intolerable, especially a child who is so close to the parents for so many years, and now all of a sudden they've become so sadly transformed. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if one who was a child is no longer able to tolerate that challenge, rather than be present and to mistreat a parent, provide for the parent by instructing others to provide proper care. Yelech lo v'yanichem. The child should distance himself, and just provide for the parent through others. Ensure that others are instructed to provide for them. Again, a very, very sad situation, which is unfortunately not too uncommon. But that's the basic guidelines given here in Shulchan Aruch. sorry? Oh, okay, good. That's a general shaila. Not this particular part. That's a general shaila. That's good. And Hanami, hold on one moment, please. We'll try to get to maybe in more detail. But the perhaps a related question is, what about the following? Let's say a parent is not in a cognitive state that makes it intolerable for the child to visit. But the child senses that the parent just is not aware. Sometimes go to visit a parent and there's no apparent any appreciation or even acknowledgement of the child's visit. So what is the chiv under those circumstances? So I should really preface that first with the following. We need to first lay the groundwork for that question. There is a chiv of visiting a parent, or at the very least, being in contact with a parent via written letters, and nowadays via telephone, if you know that that is going to give the parent hana. That's also quoted lahalacha, that one should make a point of visiting a parent or of calling a parent or of communicating via written correspondence with a parent, because one knows that gives a parent hana. So that's part of kibud of aim, to give them hana and not to cause them tsar by distancing oneself through lack of communication. That also, as Shkatsos quotes in his sefer here on kibud of aim, the importance of visiting one's parents, or at least if there's a too far of a distance, to communicate regularly by phone or by mail with one's parents. So given that assumption, what happens if one's parent is not cognitively aware enough to even acknowledge that this is my son or daughter visiting me? So again, Mishkashas quotes a remarkable psak here from Rav Moshe Sternbach, that even if one's parent is unaware that one's child is visiting, mechuyev, nonetheless, to visit that individual. Why should that be so? So it seems that this is a psak that other poskim agree with as well. A number of svaras are given. Shol David Harfenis says, well, if the parent is in the facility, the fact that the staff and the caregivers see that a child is coming on a regular basis, that, of course, helps them appreciate the parent themselves. When they see the child giving the parent kavod, that's going to then result in better care for the parents as well. So that's one svara as to why the children should be mechuyev or careful to visit the parents. Secondly, another svara given by Farfanis, who is, by the way, is a very, very chashva Talmud Chacham and big mechaber svara and posik in Williamsburg, I believe. Another svara he quotes from Farfanis is that by the child going through the motions of making the visits, even if there doesn't seem to be meaningful reaction, but that will nonetheless, in the child's own mind, generate an appreciation and a sense of kibud through the ongoing effort and visits that are made. And finally, a svar from Rav Moshe Sternbach, which is the following. The Gemara compares kibud aviv to kibud hamakom, to respect the one who gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Shechina. The Gemara in Kedushin says that Rav Yosef heard the sound of his mother's footsteps approaching. He immediately stood up. He said, I'm standing for the Shechina. It's mashma for the Gemara that his mother didn't see. His mother wasn't even there yet. He hears from the other room or from the hallway his mother approaching. So he stands up, and that implies there's a chiyuv of kavod, even if the parent doesn't see the individual being mechabed them. So if that would be true, says Rav Sternbach, then here as well, perhaps when the father or the mother sadly doesn't even appreciate the visits, there would seem to be a chiyuv of kavod regardless on the part of the son to at least make the visits on a regular basis. So, yes, so this is a chiyuv achar moso, but that's a very interesting shaila. When one looks at the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch only quotes L'achar Moso L'gabed Din of Lo Yikra'enu B'Shmo. Shulchan Aruch does not quote L'gabed Din of Lo Yishib B'Mekomo Miuchad Lo. L'Moshe, you can sit in your father's seat after he passes away, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the Din of B'Moso L'gabed that Isra of Lo Yamad B'Mekomo. He says L'gabed Isra of Lo Yikra'enu B'Shmo. So that wouldn't be a right answer to this shail here.